Look, this is going to come as no surprise, but, I'm just so fucking sick of you disappointing me in bed that I've gone and done something about it, finally. Because, let's face it, this has been going on for years. I've only got so much patience. Well, it's finally ran out. And from now on, I am going to sleep around with anybody I want. Like last night, for instance. I had plenty of fun. And he wasn't the first. I tend to go for massive cocks, the polar opposite to what you are. From not feeling you inside me to being totally stretched. I fucking love it. And I'm having the most amazing orgasms ever. Knee tremblers, that intense. So that's a first as well, isn't it? But that's not all. You see, all those years of frustration has led to deep resentment. I mean, you couldn't have been blind to it, surely. I mean, the amount of times that I just snap at you for no apparent reason. Well, that was the reason. Just dissatisfied. So I've decided that I'm gonna fucking have you dress up. That's right, you're gonna be feminized because you're more woman than man, aren't you? That's right. You mean you've not got a lot of masculinity there in the first place, do you? So, I've actually gone shopping for you. And I've got a cute pink baby doll in matching panties. It's kind of semi-sheer, so pretty raunchy. Some black fishnet stockings, some high heels, the black shiny ones with the ribbon up the ankle, and I've even got you a whole load of makeup because I'm going to shave your face, and then a nice bob length wig. And this is just really for the house, but every day that you are in the house, you're going to be feminized. It doesn't matter who is coming around. I don't care if it's family or your family or work colleagues or friends. Whoever it is, they're going to see you all sissified, aren't they? Because behind closed doors from now on, you are a sissy. It's just going to happen and that's it. It's the new rules. I've got something else to tell you as well. Oh, yeah. Not only are you going to be sissified at home, you're also going to be slutted out. Yeah, that's right. Because you're so shit with that cock. Instead, you're going to be pleasuring cock. With the whole furlough scheme, I've had to take a pay cut. Well, I have found the perfect way to not only make that money back, but make a huge profit on top. I'm going to slut you out. Basically, I'm going to pimp you out. I'm going to get guys to come round and pound that fucking hole of yours. Massive cock, guys, yeah. Could be a few gangbang bookings. Basically, I am going to be in the money whilst you're doing pretty much what you were born to do. Take cock. You're a faggot sissy now. And you're going to be forever more. What do you think of that then? Don't said much, have you? Do you think I'm joking? Because I'm not. No, I've put a lot of planning into this. It's been brewing for some time. Just need to put the finishing touches here and there. Oh, by the way, while I'm out, because I am going out later, going to a hotel, wined and dined and fucked all night long. Don't be thinking you're going to be sitting and twiddling your thumbs. Oh no. See that little cute outfit I just bought you? You're going to wear it and you're going to be slotted out. I've got two guys coming round to spit roast you. They're already going to be here before I leave. If you are thinking of, well, avoiding them, you're not going to. There's no chance of that. So, you are going to start getting ready, and so am I. It's win-win, isn't it? Well, it is for me anyway.